in the conference. Next game for the Carnegie Mellon men's team is tomorrow as they host NYU. That game gets underway at noon. Women hosting NYU at 2 o'clock. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Team USA's hockey team defeated Canada 4-2 in a preliminary contest at the Beijing Olympic Games. That's the first time that the Americans have defeated the Canadians since 2010. The win puts the United States in first place for Group A. Norway continued its dominance at the Beijing Olympic Games on Saturday as Marius Lindvik won the gold medal in the men's large hill ski jumping event. In NHL hockey, the Pens are at the Prudential Center Sunday afternoon for a matchup with the New Jersey Devils. Sidney Crosby is coming into this game with the Devils. He's got 499 career goals. Seems almost certain that he will score his 500th goal in New Jersey on Sunday. The puck drops at 1:30. In Super Bowl action, the Cincinnati Bengals and Los Angeles Rams talking about their families showing up at the big game, Super Bowl 56 in Las Vegas on Sunday evening. Some team players for both of the teams got emotional. This is not emotional. This is just good. Cincinnati Bengals tight end C.J. Uzomah. I'm turning into Les Nessman lately. I can't pronounce names. Lately? No. All time. Uzomah said he will take a bath. I'm not making this up. Cincinnati Bengals tight end C.J. Uzomah said he will take a bath in Cincinnati chili if his team beats the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Uzomah made the comments at a media session. He was asked a question about a trend. I hope you're not eating anything. You may want to push it aside right for a moment. He was asked about a trend, an active trend among Bengals fans in Cincinnati who are drinking shotgun-style cold cans of Cincinnati chili and posting videos of it to support the team. Excuse me while lunch tries to make a return appearance. Good God, people. Get a grip. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 17 degrees. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. A chance of rain mixed with snow this afternoon with a high of 37. Cloudy overnight, low 17. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 28. 14 Sunday night, Monday partly sunny, 27. Tuesday, sunny skies and a high near 38 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 33 in Beaver County, 31 in Butler, 35 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at WRCT, 31 degrees.
Smashed up, destroyed, smashed up. Top of the Statue of Freedom from gravity, and you're at liberty to jump from the top of the absence of responsibility and float into the emptiness. To stand.
broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, WMCK.FM, FSN News. Excuse me, I got to remember, 2 o'clock, we have PNS News. And it is, in fact, 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for February the 11th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. A battle between Arizona legislators and the state's 230 public school districts over a four-decade-old funding cap has put students and their families squarely in the crossfire.
The issue is a constitutional amendment that limits public school funding to the amount approved back in 1980, with adjustments for inflation. If lawmakers don't approve a normally automatic override by March 1st, schools will lose more than $1 billion of funding. David Lujan, president of the Children's Action Alliance, accused lawmakers of playing political games.
We're going to be in the same situation next year and the year after, and it will continue to keep us in the basement in funding nationwide. We are last in the country in per pupil funding, but yet we're already at our state spending limit.
Conservative lawmakers may be concerned that if they raise the cap before the courts rule on a challenge to Proposition 208, it could permanently raise taxes on the wealthy. Prop 208, passed in 2020, increases school funding by taxes. High-income Arizonans. Mark Richardson reporting.
Democrats in the Arizona House filed a bill last week to override the funding cap, but by Thursday, Republican leaders had not scheduled any hearings or a vote on the measure. The New York Times reports the National Archives and Records Administration discovered what it believed was classified information in documents that Donald J. Trump had taken with him from the White House as he left office. That discovery, which occurred after Trump returned 15 boxes of documents to the government last month, prompted the National Archives to reach out to the Justice Department for guidance. A new analysis reveals that the richest 1% of Ohio households pay $50,000 less a year in the state than 17 years ago.
According to research from Policy Matters Ohio and the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, the 2005 budget bill was a major restructuring of the tax system that resulted in an upside-down tax code that forces Ohioans who were paid the least to pay the highest share of their income in state taxes. Report author Gashia Baveisho says the tax changes span the gamut.
We have a reduction in tax rates for personal incomes, the flattening of the personal income tax. We also have a fundamental restructuring of how businesses are taxed. And instead of taxing profits and property, we tax revenue. There's also been several increases in gas prices, cigarette prices, sales taxes.
The report found that on average, 60% of tax filers with lowest incomes pay higher taxes than they did before 2005, and the wealthiest 20% pay about $5,500 less annually. As a result, the state has roughly $8 billion less annually in revenue, which Baveisho contends reduces funding for schools, healthcare, and community needs. Mary Sherman reporting.
This is PNS.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things.
On Wonderful Radio 9.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy, it's a game of give and take. You can't hurry
The Swingin' Supremes getting us started here in the 2 o'clock hour, 206, much more music time. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. I really do appreciate it. Just thank you for following me on Facebook and Twitter. This is one of the highlights of my week, coming down here to spend a little bit of time with you on the radio. Support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon-Gervaisburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. If you would like to make a donation to keep Tube City Online Radio on the air, so to speak, on the internet, go to WMCK.FM or TubeCityOnline.com/radio and hit that donate link. Thank you. A couple weeks ago, we had the sad news. We lost Jerry Weber, the founder of Jerry's Records. A lot of people posting their memories on Twitter and Facebook of going to Jerry's over the years, 40-some years, that he helped support the vinyl community when nobody else in Pittsburgh, other than flea markets and thrift stores, were selling vinyl. Jerry was way ahead of the... Shut up! How many times have I told you not to do that? Anyways, when nobody else was still collecting vinyl, this was before the vinyl revival of several years ago, Jerry was supporting music lovers everywhere. I didn't even have a CD player. I'm not making this up until, I don't know, 2002, 2003. I was poor, man. But I could go to Jerry's and get a record for $2 or $3. So that's what I did. I bought a lot of records because I had a record player, and I had $3. And he also used to sell, and I mentioned this on Twitter when we found out about Jerry's passing. He used to sell records. I guess this was so that he could round the sales tax off. First of all, Jerry... A lot of times you would take a big pile of records to him, you know, and I would have, like, let's say $45 in my pocket, right? And so I would be, like, very careful about, okay, I've got $44 worth of records. And then you would take them up to the counter, and Jerry would start flipping through and be like, let's make it $35. And he'd be like, yes, yes, I get to leave here. I get to have lunch today because I have a little cash left in my pocket. So, even if he did later on when I had a little bit more money, even if he did make fun of me as the guy from McKeesport who writes me checks all the time, we're all going to miss Jerry. So what I thought in this 2 o'clock hour that I am going to do, I'm going to play records that I bought at Jerry's over the years. And there are hundreds of them, so we'll only get a few in. But how about starting off with the Olympics here on Radio 9? Playing some records I bought at Jerry's.
Bowing it no more. Do you hear?
That black cigar right out of his mouth. Feet at the ground, he yelled and screamed. Then took his thunder hat and feet. Thank you.
WRCT.
Andy Colbert. Roy Blumenfeld on drums. Al Cooper on organ. And Danny Cowles on lead guitar. The Verve Buckley recording artist, The Blues Project.
Project on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. I'm playing records this hour that I bought from the late great Jerry Weber. Here's Ray Barretto on Radio 9. What to say? Blah, 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 blah.
Caballero, ahí acaba entrar Guatus. Ese mulato que mide 7 pies y pesa 169 libras. Y cuando ese mulato llega al solar, todo el mundo dice, a correr, que ahí llegó Guatusi, el hombre más guapo de La Habana. Guatusi, Guatusi.
¿Qué quiere?
Oye, me dicen que tú eres guapo.
A mí, todo me tiene miedo.
No me digas que a ti te tiene miedo, porque yo sí que me bajo con cualquiera.
Más grande que yo no hay ninguno.
Ah, 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 vamos a bajarlo.
Cuando
nos bajamos, Guatusi.
Ah.
Nos bebemos la tarde aquí ahora mismo. Saca lo que tengo encima, que yo no te tengo miedo a ti.
Palo nada más.
Todo el mundo te tiene miedo en La Habana, caballero, pero yo.
No, yo tengo yo.
A mí no me importa que tú tengas 7 pies. ¿Qué es lo que pasa? ¿Qué es lo que pasa, güey? Conmigo no, porque yo de los guapos me río. Como que me río en la cara, güey.
A correr.
Bien. Nos bajamos, nos bajamos. va con Guatusi. Ah, ah. ¿Pero por qué le tiene miedo a Guatusi?
Siete pies, grande y feo, a correr todo el mundo.
No le tenga miedo a Guatusi, muchacho.
El que no huye, corre.
No, que va. Cuando Guatusi llega y dice, yo soy guapo, usted seguía saca 100 malletes y dice, bueno, ¿qué es lo que pasa? Que a mí sí que no como ese cuento. Y llega que Guatusi se aplaca y se va para allá porque Guatusi es más que bla, 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 caballero. Así que...
Good music. WRCT.
There's a trick in the magazine we all know.
Everybody ain't got
the time. She's a swinging little trick we all know.
Everybody ain't got the
time. And what she's got, she doesn't know to luck. No disguise. Here's a thing that would be the prize.
Anybody,
anybody, pair of eyes, yeah. When she's in trouble, it's so handy. She always gets saved by a priest named Sandy. But the dog's in trouble and it's a sin. Because all this you wouldn't surmise. This chick needs no disguise. Here's a thing that would be the prize. Betty, Annie, Betty, they're all eyes,
yeah.
Shake them all.
That's the Kingsmen here on Radio 9 as I'm playing some records I bought from the late, great Jerry Weber.
I've just been down on the corner, and all the cats say that old cool Charlie Brown got expelled today. There'll be no more yelling sevens down in the boys' gym, 'cause they say there's a green tipped up and caught him. There'll be no more smelling smoke around the school from now on. They finally caught old Charlie Brown, and Fessa Green sent him home.
Charlie home. He's gotta make it somehow. But he can't call his English teacher. Can't call him daddy, oh, now.
Joe Tex, believe it or not.
Daddy-o now.
With an answer record.
I don't want to go to school, no.
an answer record to the Coasters, Charlie Brown, obviously by, of all people, Joe Tex, a record that I bought from Jerry Weber on Radio 9 at 222. Much more music time, more scratchy vinyl coming your way. We found out too late 2 weeks ago that Jerry had passed. So, if you didn't hear it, Eric Jackson Lurie did a great tribute. He had an interview that he had recorded about a year ago with Jerry that he played on his show. But this will be my little tribute. What else to tell you about? Coming up over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies at 3 o'clock, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. At 5 o'clock, we break the simulcast. And at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT, it's Chop Shop with Dan Strange, confusing sounds for confusing times. Meantime, over on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, it will be the Kirsten and Amber Show. They will be doing a salute to halftime shows in honor of Super Bowl weekend, whereas the NFL makes everyone call it the big game.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Yep, doop-bop.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Chance of rain mixed with snow in the area this afternoon with a high of 37. Cloudy overnight with a chance of snow showers and a low of 17. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high 28. Monday, partly sunny, 27. Tuesday, sunny, and a high near 38 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 34 in Beaver County, 31 in Butler, 36 now in Washington. We're down to 33 in downtown McKeesport, and with some light snow moving through the area, 31 at WRCT in Oakland, the corner of Forbes and Morwood. What's going on there?
Wishing and hoping and thinking.
Hang on just a second here. What are you doing here, Mia Record? This is the fun of playing vinyl on the air. Sometimes it doesn't like to play. All right, we have to figure out what's going on there. Let's play a little announcement, and we will come back and see just exactly what's going on here on Radio 9.
Dear Journal, I am lucky. I lived. There's so much I could have done to save her. I could have made her wear a seatbelt. I could have slowed down. I could have stopped. I could have stayed at the party. I could have called my parents. I could have done a lot that night. I should have done more. If I had, I would still have my best friend. Amy would still be here. Drive safe, PA. This public service announcement has been brought to you by PennDOT and Belle Vernon Area High School.
I bought it at Jerry's. I paid $5 for that one by Thunderclap Newman here on Radio 9. Videos on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting the blues in your shoes, a dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, WMCK.FM. It's 2:31. Here's Marshall and the Chi-Lights. Chi-Lights. On Radio 9. Here's the Dave Clark 5.
Ah.
This hour is I Bought It from Jerry Weber. That was Red Prysock and Hand Clappin'.
Bunkin' with the boogie-woogie rock and roll. eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Then you grab your baby and just start to rock and roll. Oh, well, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Get your hip by the toe if he holds. Then you know rock and roll and a kick.
You will be bothering to make the boogie boogie rock and roll.
Bob and Lucille on Radio 9.
Groove perfection.
Ah, yes. Bill Haley and the Comets here on Radio 9 at 242. Much more music time. This is Pittsburgh's own Ralston Chuck Alston.
Come back, baby, now.
with another man. A bad baby girl, a bad baby girl.
Alston, Chuck Alston. Some people call him Reverend. Some people call him Pastor. Pittsburgh's own. The name of the game for the rest of this hour is I bought the record at Jerry's, and that is one of the ones I bought at Jerry's. More music after this important message.
Well, I finally improved my credit score.
What? The band is about to be discovered. Rock gods don't need to worry about credit scores. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, make ridiculous on-tour requests, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
I'm not banking my retirement on a band that's never left your garage.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
I mentioned that we had another story about Donald Trump that I wanted to tell during this show, and you may be wondering, well, how does this fit into this theme that I have just suddenly concocted of I bought the record at Jerry's? Well, news broke this week that when former President Trump, do you remember him? He was so hard to find any information out about. Former President Trump was in office. Staff at the White House periodically had to unclog the toilets. No, it's not what you think. It's because President Trump was flushing confidential documents down the toilets. The revelation, says the Axios website, adds a vivid new dimension to Trump's lapses in preserving government documents. According to New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, Trump has told people that since leaving office, he continues to receive messages from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whose love letters, as he once called them, were among documents that the National Archives had to retrieve from Mar-a-Lago because they were not turned over to the National Archives as they were supposed to. While in office, the former president flouted the Presidential Records Act, which requires the president to preserve written communications concerning his official duties. According to the book, Trump routinely tore up documents and flushed them down the White House toilets and clogged them, which, if you'll remember, Mr. Trump was very critical of modern toilets. He said they did not work properly. And now we know if you're trying to flush your Russian bank statements down them, well, no, they won't go down. I should point out that a Trump spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment about the president's habit of flushing official government documents down the biffy. Here's a record that I bought at Jerry's. This is Art Carney on Radio 9. Sending this out to the gang at Mar-a-Lago.
I work in the sewer. It's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slob. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. Sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along. I work down a manhole with a guy named Bruce, and we are in charge of all the refuse. He lets me go first while he holds the lid. I'm telling you, sheesh, what a sweet kid.
We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand. We'll keep things rolling along.
Ooh, 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 ooh. A funny thing happened to Bruce yesterday. The tide came along, he got carried away. He'd come out in Jersey, but it's okay now, 'cause that's where he lives anyhow.
We sing the song of the sewer.
Ooh.
Of the sewer, we sing this song.
I sing the song.
Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
Billy Baba, Billy Baba, Billy Baba. My father, he worked in a sewer uptown. I followed his footsteps and worked my way down. That's how I began in this here in the street. I just sort of fell into it. Lucky me.
We sing the song of the sewer.
Sing that song.
Of the sewer, we sing this song.
Oh, this is the song. Together we stand with shovel in hand
to keep things rolling along.
Art Carney here on Radio 9, another record that I bought at Jerry's at 251. Much more music time. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. That's what we're going to close the program out with. There's some records that I bought from Jerry over the years. What else do I want to tell you about? Stay tuned at 3 o'clock here to the Giggle Post Broadcasting Network for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. And then no matter whether where you're listening to us, whether it's on WRCT or Tube City Online Radio. Stay tuned at 5 o'clock because there's more good local radio coming your way today. And if you've been listening in the car, well, thanks for the ride.
Your front row center at the ball game.
In college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon men's basketball team snapped a two-game losing streak with a win 78-72 Friday night against Brandeis University. That takes the Skibos to 11-8 on the season, 4-5 in the conference. Brandeis mounted a comeback in the second half, but the Tartans were able to hold them off. Final score 78-72. Carnegie Mellon women also coming up with a victory over Brandeis by a score of 66-51, and freshman Isha Namizian of Fremont, California, tied the school record for three-pointers. She got, how many did she get? She connected on four three-pointers in the second quarter, and I'm trying to see how many she got. And four more three-pointers in the first quarter. So congratulations to the Tartan women's basketball team. Their victory over Brandeis, 66-51. They are back in action tomorrow as the Tartans host I think NYU was ranked, but they are no longer ranked right now. Women's team taking on NYU at the Wagon Gym at 2 o'clock. Men's team at noon straight up. Elsewhere in college basketball action, Pitt is playing for pride at this point as they've got six more games left. They're 9-16 overall, 4-10 in the ACC. They are taking on North Carolina State today. That game tips off in just about 8 minutes from now. Robert Morris men's team lost to Oakland last night by a score of 71-68. Super Bowl tomorrow. Super Bowl fever. Soup, can you feel the big game fever? Super Bowl 56 is tomorrow in Las Vegas. It's the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams. What else to tell you about? The Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to Newark, New Jersey for a Sunday afternoon game at the Prudential Center against the Jersey Devils. Sidney Crosby coming into this game with 499 career goals and a good chance to score his 500th tomorrow as the Pens take on the New Jersey Devils. The puck drops at 1:30. Team USA's hockey team defeated Canada 4-2 today in a preliminary round contest. It's the first time the Americans have defeated the Canadians at the Olympics since 2010. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 17 degrees. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. A slight chance of rain mixed with snow for the rest of the afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high of 37. Snow possible overnight, low 17. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 28. Monday, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Partly sunny with a high near 27. Tuesday, sunny skies and a high near 38. Currently 34 in Beaver County, 31 in Butler, 33 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 31 degrees at WRCT, and these are the Pelicans. The Pelicans, another record I bought at Jerry's, and we're going to try to slip cue. I have not successfully slip cued in a long time, and if you've unsuccessfully slip cued, you know how painful that can be. Bought it at Jerry's. That's Billy Guy. That's about going to put a capper on the old radio program. Because I can see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll see you next week, noon until 3, on WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
And give to each brand new bright tomorrow.
Bye. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy coming up next on Saturday afternoon.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
I rule the world. Every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurs. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. My world would wear a smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I